Driver, we're clear.
Hello, friends, and welcome to this week's episode of the Florida Project Podcast, where Disney fans celebrate Walt Disney World. If you like Disney and you like podcasts, you will probably like the Florida Project. I'm Jason. Across from me is Will.
Hello.
And, as always, the glue that holds the world together, Michael.
Hello.
If you'd like to support the show, get access to some awesome bonus content, and hang out with us on our Patreon-exclusive Slack channel, become one of our Patreon Saints at patreon.com/TFP podcast. All of our Patreon Saints get ad-free versions of the podcast, as well as access to two additional shows, TFP Extra, and Disney Classics. Each week on TFP Extra, we keep the podcast train rolling with more zany fun, the airing of grievances, and a topic that may or may not be Disney related. And let me tell you, I have a good grievance this week.
I have a grievance.
Oh, nice. Currently, there is one company on the, or until this morning, there was one company on the Barfield boycott list. Now there are two.
Oh.
The first one was Chevron. You'll never believe what the second one is.
And the Chevron thing was all your fault.
Yeah, absolutely my fault.
I suspect there could be some personal responsibility in this, whatever this upcoming one is.
This one is not. This one is completely their fault.
We'll see.
That has nothing to do with like the governments in the Middle East? And
no.
OPEC and all that?
No.
Okay.
No. Nope, it was user error. It was user error, and then the guy didn't...
No, you can stop there. It was user error.
Yeah. Yeah, it was user error, and the guy was like, no, it's user error. And so, no, I've never gone to Chevron again. And that place is burned down to the ground.
There's Five Guys there now.
Yeah, much better establishment.
And a Starbucks.
Oh, I should go out there. I don't need to. Maybe if we're going to Alabama. Anywho, on the monthly Disney Classics series, we watch and discuss each of Disney's animated classic films. We are going to record The Sword in the Stone right after this, so it should be available very soon. Additional levels and rewards are all on the Patreon site, so sign up at patreon.com/TFP podcast today and get more of The Florida Project. In this episode, we'll discuss some nonsense and small topics. Michael will give us the latest news, and then we'll spin the wheel on the carousel of podcast. All that and more is coming up on this week's episode of The Florida Project.
It's a small
topic.
After all, it's a small
topic.
After all, it's a small
topic.
After all, it's a small
topics. All right, small topic number one. When booking a hotel at Walt Disney World, what is the most important thing to you?
It's twofold, really.
Most important thing?
No, it's
twofold. It has to be number one.
Well, there's a 1 and a 1A.
Okay.
Price and availability. They go neck and neck with each other. Because a lot of times there's not as much available whenever I start looking these days.
Well, I don't think availability is...
Availability is an issue.
Yeah, it may be an issue, but that's not a consideration.
It is a consideration, staying on or off property.
No, you're booking a on-property Disney World hotel.
What if there's nothing available except the Bora Bora bungalows at $4,800 a night?
Then in that case, price would probably be the...
Fine. My answer is Skyliner access.
Okay. All right, Michael?
Because it's garbage if it's not on the Skyliner. We need to redo all of our resort reviews.
Are you going to be like...
I'll just have a pencil.
Garbage for all of them.
Garbage.
You know what? People liked the... What is that?
Our
quick service. Super review. Redo.
Redo.
So maybe we should do a resort one.
What was the other one? Entertainment Weekly Summer Movie Preview Review?
Yeah.
Is that right? Huh.
The Hoop-Dee-Doo Musical
Review. But remember
when
the Entertainment Weekly was a thing?
Did we lose that because of COVID, or was it already on its way out?
It was probably on its way
out.
Okay.
Magazines as a whole.
Yeah.
Yeah. For me, it is category. Hotel category. I want a moderate or better.
For me, it's price.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Michael books the hotels.
But he doesn't book a He doesn't book an all-star.
The family suite was lovely.
I have never seen an all-star available. And what? That's the truth. I have never seen an all-star available.
Probably because when you sign in, it's like, you don't want those.
That's not true. The family suite was fantastic. Huge fan.
I've seen Art of Animation because I've booked that one before, but I didn't even know until you were talking about it, I didn't know that they were back open.
Mm-hmm. Booked. Packed. Because they're so good.
Yeah. I like Pop Century.
All right. If you were to go into battle, what weapon would you rather have? A lightsaber, a batleth, Mjolnir, or one of those stormtrooper flamethrowers?
What kind of battle?
Mostly battlefield ground-based battle. Like an Avengers Infinity War type of battle.
Ah.
Or Endgame type of battle.
I'd go for
Infinity War.
Mjolnir.
Yeah. Meow, meow.
I feel like, because you can fly with it. Mm-hmm. You can like spin it around and create like a force field that'll protect you.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like it has a mind of its own, so it'll just take care of business for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, in that vein, I'd go with lightsaber, provided I have Jedi abilities. Mm. And you can do almost all that stuff except fly.
Yeah, I feel like if you didn't have Jedi abilities, you'd probably chop off your own arm or something.
And the flamethrower, fantastic weapon. But they have to get close.
Mm-hmm.
And you lightsaber, know, they have to get close.
No, you throw that thing all the way across.
Like a boomerang.
Like a boomerang. Exactly.
You can do like in that preview of the game that's coming out, Fallen Legacy or whatever, where he throws it all around him and it makes a circle around him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's what I'd do.
Yeah.
Now I want to see a battle with a Mjolnir and a lightsaber and a batleth. And a flamethrower.
So one thing good about Thor the Dark World is when they're exploring the ether or whatever at the beginning in that parking lot,
mm-hmm.
and Thor shows up, Kat Dennings, I guess, falls down and then sees Mjolnir fly, you know, above her, in front of her, and she goes, oh, meow, meow.
Yeah.
For me, I'll go with the flamethrower. Cause you can crank that thing up and create a perimeter around yourself.
Around the survivors, a perimeter create.
Yep.
Yeah. And those can go pretty far. Like that's how they do the dragon fire on Game of Thrones and House of the Dragons, just with that flamethrower. And those flames are long.
Oh yeah.
So you could stand way back and just,
mm-hmm.
Before we started recording, I just read like half of an article. And the headline was, Emilia Clarke refuses to watch House of the Dragon.
Oh, I saw that. It's cute.
Yeah. Can you forgive me? I'm happy it's happening. I'm over the moon. I just can't do it. It's weird. It's strange. It's kind of like someone saying, you want to go to the school reunion that's not your year?
Yeah.
Nothing bad. Just, you know.
Yeah. All right. And finally, how many days in a row is too many days to spend at the Disney parks?
I feel like Michael's answer is going to be different than everybody else's. Yours is going to be too short. Mine's going to be in the middle. And his is going to be... No, I can't think of one. I'll go with 3.
Four.
That's too many in a row. If you're going just parks all day. No pool day. No nothing. 4 is too many.
Mm-hmm. I'd say 5 is too many. 4 I can do.
You get tired after 2.
No, I normally do 4 and then take one off.
I was going to say 9.
9? Yeah. Full on days at Disney.
Yeah, it's all week.
Like not...
Plus both the weekends.
That's more than a week.
It's like if you go down on the Saturday and you come back on the following Saturday.
Michael's weeks are more delightful than
like
everybody
9 days out of it. Or maybe come back on the Sunday.
Yeah.
Get 9 good park days.
What world is this you live in?
Disney World.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I would go less often if I was going for 9 days at a time. But
yeah.
How many days would you take off and then go again?
Oh, like before I went back?
Yeah.
That would probably be like if I was doing like an annual trip. Hmm. I'd probably do... That's what we used to do. Not 9, but we
not 9 days.
But we would do like
who the goes full, 9 days?
We would do the full week like once a year.
It's like those Fort Wilderness people that just camp there for a month.
I would
leave
do that
for a day
if
and then
the
camp
weather
there
was
again.
Nicer.
Or if you had a real nice camper.
You should get a real nice camper.
Yeah. And if the weather was nice.
The weather's nice, like a solid 3 weeks out of the year down there.
Yeah, but that's when everyone else is going to be there.
But you got your camping spot early.
Oh.
You know what? If I were Britney Spears back in the the heyday of Britney Spears, the tanning bed in my tour bus days, I would show up at Fort Wilderness one day in that giant tour bus.
There's room for it.
Yeah.
Some of those spots that they have, I've seen buses there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Britney Spears pun.
That was a good one. I can't think
of one. All right. And that's it for small topics.
Thanks, Jason. Those are some fun small topics. News. So after last week's mega news segment, this week is pretty light. So there are some exciting things. So buckle up.
Like what?
Number one, daily housekeeping returns to more Walt Disney World Resort hotels.
Ew.
So one of the continuing remnants of the pandemic closure has been the lack of daily housekeeping at the Walt Disney World Resort hotels. However, that has now changed, at least at some of the hotels. Starting last week on January 15th, daily housekeeping was reinstated at all deluxe hotels. While deluxe hotels will once again have daily housekeeping, moderate and value category resorts will only receive housekeeping every other day. Disney's housekeeping service includes cleaning, making the bed, replacing towels, and emptying the trash. Disney Vacation Club members staying at a DVC resort will receive housekeeping based on the length of stay. And additional housekeeping can be purchased by contacting housekeeping. Since the resorts reopened after the pandemic shutdown, housekeeping at Walt Disney World has been highly variable. Some guests have reported receiving partial daily service, and others with only every other day service, and some with no service.
Without calling.
Housekeeping labor has been particularly difficult to find and retain, with Disney constantly offering recruitment bonuses to tempt housekeeping workers. So hopefully the moderate and the value resorts will soon follow with daily housekeeping.
And sometimes you call just like, hey, can I just have some more towels? Because, you know, whatever. And they bring you like 50. And I'm like, cool.
Don't call again.
I don't have a place to put these, but thanks.
But you still loading them and heating them up with all your single shit you've been dropping. You feel me? Loading them up on. It only takes structure. And you know, just paying attention to the climate of the game.
Yeah.
Know what I mean?
So do your homies got a role in your little, you know what I mean?
Yeah, we all artists over here, man. I'm trying to get them on there. Look, we all artists, man.
Me and my man Kyle, we be like, I don't know, we play with this shit right now. I got lie, we play with this shit right now for real.
Don't play with it. Take that shit serious.
Well, that's good. Yeah. I feel like we're getting a lot of all right, let's get everything else open up.
Yeah.
At this point.
Yeah, just
once they open that restaurant on Tom Cruise Island.
Well, that was closed way before COVID.
Yeah, I know.
Like in the 80s.
If they ever open that restaurant and Tortuga Tavern again.
Oh, don't worry about that.
Then the pandemic is over.
In the best of times, Tortuga Tavern was open 2.5 days a year.
Yeah. Well, you know what is reopening? More indoor meet and greets. So number two, more indoor meet and greet attractions to reopen at the Magic Kingdom. So Disney has announced that two of the Magic Kingdom's signature indoor meet-and-greet attractions will reopen. Ariel's Grotto and Fantasyland should be reopened by the time you all hear this, as it is scheduled to reopen on January 22nd. Next in line is Enchanted Tales with Belle, which is scheduled to reopen on February 19th. Both of the Fantasyland meet-and-greets did not reopen with the rest of the park following the COVID-19 closure and are the last of the major character locations to reopen at Magic Kingdom.
And that's close to it, right? Of things that never reopened?
I think so.
Because we were talking about this a while back. Enchanted Tales with Belle has to be the last semi-big thing.
Yeah, I think so.
After Fantasmic.
I think so, but...
I'm sure we're forgetting something, but like Rafiki's Planet Watch or something. I don't know if it's open, but...
Yeah, I can't remember if they're still doing the animation thing over there.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. Nobody goes over there anymore.
It smells.
Animation? It's all the ink.
Yeah.
You need a microscope for all the cells.
Mm.
Wow. Britney Spears pun. Well, after you meet Belle and Ariel, you can park your bus over to Epcot Because number three, Epcot parking lots are getting some new branding. So strike up the brand. Epcot's
strike
giant...
up the brand.
Nice. Very nice.
Oh, jeez.
Epcot's giant parking lot will have new parking lot names beginning this week, divided into Earth and Space. On the Space side, the sections will be WALL-E, Eve, Rocket, and Gamora. And on the Earth side, Moana, Heihei, Crush, and Dory. The new names, based on Disney movies, replace the original classic names like Discover, Create, Journey, Amaze, Explore, Wonder, and Imagine.
That parking lot's so massive, they had 18 different yeah. categories.
In addition to the new parking lot names, several Disney sites are reporting that a new Auto Plaza marquee will be installed in the coming weeks.
Ooh.
That will match the new font and branding that has been added to Epcot over the last few years.
Love a good marquee.
Jason, what was the name of the section we were in when we had to walk 18 miles?
They stopped naming them.
Yeah.
They ran out of character names.
It was Create.
Boonies.
Yeah.
It was Create.
It was Ocala.
Actually, I don't remember what it was.
Lake City.
The land. That's a Florida city, right?
Yeah, it's where I went to college.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Home of the Sets and Hatters.
Hatters. Oh, my bad. Yeah, these are cool. These are neat. I have one grievance with it.
What?
Heihei seems like an odd choice because people might not know how to pronounce it.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah, that is an odd choice. Can we do Tafiti?
That would be just as bad. Maui. Everybody knows Maui. Yeah,
Moana and Maui.
Yeah, but Dwayne didn't sign off on that.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, I wonder if the fact that there's a parking lot that's named after WALL-E and Eve means there's going to be some sort of WALL-E presence at Epcot.
I did see that on Twitter.
That there is?
No, that was a speculation. But yeah, I'm like, that'd be cool. They probably just thought it looked cool because it's space.
Yeah, it's space.
Yeah, but all the other ones are represented in Epcot.
Yeah.
But I guess they don't have many space
options. Don't get your hopes up. Epcot is not even done with the upgrades they have now.
Yeah, but it's getting so close. I'm very excited. All right. Number four is a sad one.
Speaking of excited, nope, wait. The opposite of excitement. How about that?
Goodbye.
Despair.
Britney Spears.
Goodbye, Splash Mountain.
I'm looking for a little more adventure.
I'm heading for a little bit of fun now.
I'm hoping for a little more excitement.
Time to be moving along.
I've had enough of this old bright patch.
I think an adventure's about to hatch.
I'm moving on, say goodbye to me. Down at the laughing places where I'll be. I'm looking for a little more adventure.
I'm heading for a little bit of fun now.
I'm hoping for a little more excitement.
Time to be moving along.
So by the time you all hear this, Splash Mountain will have officially closed as it is scheduled to close this weekend. Splash Mountain will reopen in late 2024 as Tiano's Bayou Adventure. So goodbye, Br'er Rabbit. Thank you for teaching us to find our laughing place, and may you live on in the briar patch of our hearts and minds.
Oh.
Let me visit the laughing place. Yuck.
What can Br'er Rabbit do to keep from becoming rabbit stew? Warning, Br'er Rabbit is wasting my breath. The rabbit is facing certain death.
Cue the cannon.
Don't you go to the laughing place, or the fox will get you too.
I haven't done the cannons in a while.
Yeah, this is sad. I bet this will be a very, it'll be long lines for Splash Mountain this weekend.
Yeah.
Is it nice this weekend?
I don't know.
I don't know the weather.
That would be
Disney World this weekend.
That
would, what an odd question for us.
Yeah.
There's not a hurricane.
I'm sure some people will think it's nice, whatever the weather
is. That would be sad if they had to close it down because it was too cold tomorrow on Sunday.
No, well, no, you keep
it'd be like Idina Menzel missing her final Wicked performance as Elphaba.
Why'd she miss her final performance?
She fell into a trap door and broke her leg.
The day before.
The day before.
I wish you had ended it with, she fell into a trap. This is sad.
Or no, it was the elevator. The elevator, when she melts, spoiler alert, the witch melts. When she melts, they had the elevator in the down position when she got on her spot instead of in the up position for the melting.
Yeah.
We should talk more about Splash Mountain, perhaps during this week's main topic.
Okay.
What about Wicked? We both watched a documentary.
I haven't seen Wicked.
Oh, okay.
I've only seen the source material.
And that is it for news.
Oh, Brer Rabbit, the pipes are calling.
No love for Brer Bear, Brer Fox, or that frog.
From
Brer Frog, Brer Toad, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know his name. Anyway, Michael, that was some good news until the sadness at the end and now the weird Irish.
What about Poppy and Posy and Pansy?
Who are they?
Those are the moles.
Those ones that sing when you're going up the lift at Disneyland? But we'll be happy when we're announcing the opening of Tiana's Bayou Adventure.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yep, I'm excited for that.
Sadness now, but happiness later.
Oh, we had late breaking news. I forgot to tell you.
Oh, we did?
Guests visiting Magic Kingdom may now hear the area background music activated for Tron Light Cycle Run.
Ew.
So as they're milling about Space Mountain, they're just here.
I'm getting excited for our one-day trip to Disney for preview.
Hopefully we can make it a weekend again we did for...
Whoever gets in first, get three tickets.
Yeah, Guardians of the Galaxy. That's what we
That was fun.
And we almost died in the storms.
We did. Jason, you have to go home one day early to keep the traditional...
Wow, message received. Damn.
And stay in the airport for 10 hours like you did last time.
Oh, yeah. I'll tell you, though, but for the delays, the time thing, which is the worst thing that could happen to me, not really, but...
Okay.
How's that that's the
must the, be nice.
Yeah. It was otherwise a lovely, lovely trip. Nobody next to me.
Yeah.
Great episode of Drag Race that I watched in a deserted part of the airport. Walked right through security.
Very nice.
And then somebody ran after me and stopped me because you can't just walk right through security.
Good. Yeah.
Luckily, they didn't tackle you.
Yeah.
They should have.
They did. It's on YouTube.
Is that why it was 10 hours? It wasn't because of the plane?
It was the brief jail visit. Anywho. The Carousel of Podcast, in which we spin this wheel that has a number of topics and then talk about the topics.
What wheel? I can't hear anything. That one.
That one. The topics are parks, Marvel, Star Wars, Wild Card, Disney Pixar, music, resorts, spin again, potato, lose a turn, predictions, hot takes, parks,
think we got
Marvel,
it. Potato,
Star Wars, potpourri.
There it is.
All right.
Kind of looks like Pokey.
Yeah, it's. I think I was having a stroke when I wrote that. So here we go. Will, spin the wheel.
Okay.
Mm. Well, you only got it one click. Mm. Parks.
Let's talk about Splash Mountain.
We still can.
Yeah, we can.
Well, we can talk about it anytime we want, but it's still in existence right now.
So one of my favorite things about Splash
Mountain. It's my topic.
You said we're just going to talk about Splash Mountain.
I want to at least bring up what we should talk about. So one of my favorite things about Splash Mountain is how much Jason really enjoys it. And it's my dad's, one of his favorite rides too. So I will miss it for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was never one of my favorites, but it was always great. It was just a fantastic ride.
Yeah.
All the way through.
I like a non-pretentious ride. Just drop. Give me the gut feeling.
Well, that, and it's long, even a great too. Ride yeah, before that, too. Yeah. It's got a little of everything. And, you know, there are times over the years, you know, some of the animatronics break. Everything breaks on everything. Whatever. But it is, and it's an iconic,
view.
What it looks like. And it fits right in there with Frontierland. Sure, we don't need to get into, what it's based on and everything. But... It was always just a great ride, and I'm going to miss it. And it's the only water ride
at
Magic Kingdom.
Well, luckily, it's not going away. Just the theming is going away.
True. I wonder how long it's going to be down.
It's supposed to reopen in late 2024.
I wonder how long it's really going to be down. I have my doubts. Their timelines are all over the map.
Depends
since
if
COVID.
There's a pandemic. And,
well, and if James Cameron is involved.
They still haven't finished the Moana water fountain. Is that going to be considered a water ride? Will they splash you at any point on that?
It's a walkthrough attraction.
Somebody's going to come and just mist you. Thanks. So Hollywood Studios doesn't have a water ride, but right?
No.
Yeah, they should get one. So that means every park would have a water ride. And I'm considering Moana as a water ride now.
Well, there's talk if that Blue Sky thing had a Moana water ride at Animal Kingdom. Well,
Frozen's a water ride.
You don't get wet.
Yeah, you do.
Oh, you shouldn't get wet. Yeah. We only know you got wet during COVID. I never noticed it until COVID.
When they had when the screens were up.
Yeah. It was just, oh, there's a blue mist back there.
I can vaguely see someone I'm assuming is Elsa.
She's screaming at me to let it go, but I don't. Anyway, rest in peace, Splash Mountain.
Yeah, you'll be missed. The good news is now when attractions close down, we have the technology where we can high definition versions of all the attractions from every possible angle.
Yep.
So you can at least revisit them in some way for the rest of your life or whatever. Because you don't have that for the older ones.
Yep.
How long did it take you to realize it was pretty good sure as you're born?
Show as you go or something like that.
It's sure as you're born. I thought it was show us your bum.
No, show us your balls.
Yeah, that too. Never really knew what that said for a long, long, long time.
I just thought it was a funny song.
Well, it's a funny song. It's a great song. I mean, Zippity Doo Dah then, also fantastic. Big Finish, great ride. And don't sit on the right side where it splashes down on you, on that little trickle there at the end.
Oh, yeah.
I hope they keep that in for Tiana's Bayou Adventure.
They turn it down when it's cold, which is nice.
Yeah.
But when it's hot, they turn that thing up.
I hope the new one, you just get soaked every time. I mean, Tiana spills like a pot of gumbo on you or something.
But also depends whether or not you're on the Walt Disney World Splash Mountain versus the Disneyland.
That's true.
Because theirs is far wetter.
Yeah. Well, it's a flume.
Yeah. Ours is
a flume.
Well, not a classic flume.
Yeah, ours is more controlled.
It's a double wide.
They have gates. That water just never, it stops at points on theirs, right? They have gates.
Yeah, the gates for the logs and their single file.
Mm-hmm. We have gates. Well, no. We have conveyor belts.
Yeah, but
it's the same thing.
Yeah, but theirs is a different thing. It is a classic flume versus ours is something more technical.
Yeah.
Again, we're fans, not experts.
All right.
Except me.
Next up, Michael. Music.
Oh,
music
nice.
Makes Michael.
All right. So I was thinking the other day because Will was talking about demolishing Spaceship Earth.
That's not what I said. I said gut it.
Gut it, yeah. I mean, it's just as terrifying. But
burn the land.
I was thinking about how because we were talking about this before, and there was some question about whether communication is relevant as a theme of an attraction now that they've kind of rebranded Epcot. And whether or not that's the case, it got me then thinking about how whatever the theme of Spaceship Earth is, I've always loved the music of Spaceship Earth. And it's changed three times now.
Mm-hmm.
The second one was the best. But
which one was that?
The Jeremy Irons. And,
oh, okay.
The music during sound that version of it.
Oh, that narrows it down.
No, it was based on a really good Bach piece. And
since the dawn of recorded time, communication has revolutionized our lives and changed our world. We now have the ability and the responsibility to build new bridges of acceptance and cooperation between us, to create a better world for ourselves and our children as we continue our amazing journey aboard Spaceship Earth.
I love it so much. So I'm really hoping whatever they do with Spaceship Earth.
Was it Baby Got Bop?
No, it wasn't.
I was hoping it was going to be a Britney Spears pun.
It was going to, but then baby got
yeah, popped. No, it's better, but it's not within theme.
So I just hope that whatever it is, and honestly, I don't think they're going to change it that much when they do refurb it outside of the track, but I hope the music lives up to all the previous music, because it's all been really good, yeah. In my opinion.
What if they made a ride about the music as opposed to communication?
Well, that'd be fine.
Communication's boring.
Music.
I don't know. People like music. You could have different Disney movie scenes, music scenes.
But it would not, like, that would be...
What?
That would 1,000,000% not fit in Epcot.
Yeah, I think well, communication.
You have, like, just music?
Mary Poppins in there singing?
In England.
No, they can't. That got canceled.
Yeah.
I don't know, something.
Mary Poppins is canceled.
Oh, no. What'd she do?
There were some dark...
it's the anti-sugar establishment.
No, there's some dark things in that carpet bag. All right.
Yeah, so anyway, keep the good music on Disney attractions, especially that one.
Okay, my turn. Hot takes.
That should be easy for you.
See, we think this is easy for you.
But it's not.
Just whatever it takes, think about something.
All right, this is a hot take. It's not Disney related. Actually, I can make it a little Disney related. A lot of people like to stop at Cracker Barrel on their way to a Disney park or from a Disney park on a road trip. And let me tell you this. Cracker Barrel is the Taco Bell of Southern food. I went there this morning and had breakfast. And this is I've tried them many, many times. And people love them for some reason. I don't get it. But I had grits, sausage, a biscuit, and eggs. The eggs, way overdone. Drier than a mummy's...
uncle.
Uncle, who is also a mummy.
Yes.
Drier than...
okay, I think we got it.
Agrabah.
Someone sitting on the left side of Splash Mountain?
Is this how it's related?
Drier than someone sitting on the left side of Splash
Mountain. No, that's not very dry, because you got some person who's soaked, like, leaning into you the whole time. Get off me. You chose to not get in first.
Drier than that desert area in the land. Anyway, real dry eggs. I can forgive that, because they're just scrambled eggs, right? Then you move on to your grits. And if you call yourself a Southern restaurant, you should have good grits. And you should maybe have salt in them a little bit. Just a little bit. That's all anybody asks. But no salt in the Cracker Barrel grits. Gross. Then they're biscuits. Fine, but not good. Still too doughy, too cakey, all that stuff. But the big offense is their sausage patties. And Southern breakfast sausage is like a thing, right? Like it's its own kind of thing, right? Very recognizable. Their sausage patties were smoked sausages that were then ground up and then shaped into patty forms and then cooked. And it was disgusting.
I'd like to try that. I like smoked sausage.
Ugh. I like smoked sausage in a gumbo, but not in breakfast.
I really like their biscuits.
Yeah.
I've enjoyed their biscuits almost every time.
So stop going to Cracker Barrel. I had this discussion with my with some of our friends today for a very long time. They were pushing the pancakes. Apparently the pancakes are very good, but I don't care that much about pancakes. And you got to get through the basics for me to give your pancakes a try.
The worst pancake in the world next to the best pancake in the world. There's not that much of a difference.
Yeah, exactly. So
take that, IHOP.
I love IHOP.
They had a lot of things to say about the IHOP pancakes.
Who?
Chris and Carrie. I was in the Cracker Barrel Old Time Country store, and right there at the register, they had gummy hot dogs. And so I took a picture and sent it to
you. You didn't buy any?
No.
Oh.
I don't like gummy things, and it just...
Michael would love those.
Yeah.
Michael would be eating one right now.
I wish I had bought one. Because
but they look gross.
I would not like sure to know. I'll show you the picture. I would like to know if they are hot dog flavored or candy flavored.
And now you'll never know. And now I'll never know
because I'm boycotting because it is a fool me once, shame on me. Fool me like 20 times, shame
it's
on.
It's been disgusting well, you're not gonna all 20 times?
Yeah.
I don't believe
I've
that.
Not liked anything at Cracker Barrel ever.
Oh, well, that's a shame. It's decent. It's you should not. Never stop there on a road trip, though.
Yeah.
Because you will always hit the one that takes an hour and a half.
Yeah.
When you don't have anywhere to be, you'll be in and out of there in 30 minutes.
KFC is better Southern food than Cracker Barrel.
KFC's fried chicken is better.
Yeah.
I like the Cracker Barrel chicken and dumplings. They're pretty solid. Some green beans and some hash brown casserole. Mush. That's not true. They make a solid meal every once in a while. Sweet tea is very sweet. I mean, that's how you know it's a good Southern place.
Yep. So, Cracker Barrel, garbage, and a lot of people go there on their way to or from Disney World.
That's fine.
Splash Mountain. Trying to put in every topic.
You want to try to put it in on every topic? That's going to be tough. I had frog legs at Cracker Barrel one time, and there's a Brer Frog.
Will loses a turn.
Oh, rats. Brer Rat.
There probably is a Brer Rat.
Probably.
Michael gets to spin again.
Why don't we even have lose a turn? Yeah, we're not playing Wheel of Fortune. I think we just ran out of stuff to put on there.
Yeah, we
bankrupt.
Should rethink the categories.
We're gonna get back to it next time.
All right, Michael, Disney, Pixar.
Well, first off, I'm really excited that they're retheming Splash Mountain to Princess and the Frog.
Uh-huh.
Thank you, Disney, Pixar, or Disney Animation. I was looking at a schedule today of Disney movies coming out in 2023 and 2024.
Yep.
Some of them haven't even been titled yet. Did it say Untitled Disney Movie or whatever, or Untitled Marvel Movie?
Oh, yeah, an Untitled Star Wars movie, 2025.
So I was looking at that list specifically for this year, and then I was looking at 2024 afterwards. But it got me excited because there's an Untitled Disney Animation feature coming after Wish. Wish is the next one.
Yep.
Next fall. So I haven't heard anything about what's coming after Wish, so I'm very excited. I don't know what it would be. But the Pixar ones, we have Elemental in June, which looks really good. And Inside Out 2 is the next one after that, I believe.
I hope this Elemental one is very good because they could use
they need another hit.
Yeah.
They haven't had one in a while.
I think
they're now getting overshadowed by Disney Animation.
Yeah. I think Onward could have gone the distance.
Bad timing.
But Coven.
Yeah.
I think that could have been a good one.
Black Widow would have done better too than people think, you know?
Yep.
That's a shame. But yeah. They need a big hit. What was their last big hit for Pixar?
Well, they haven't come out in the theaters.
Well, but pre that, how about that? Even then, they hadn't had Soul was not a huge
Soul
hit.
Wasn't theaters.
I know, but it wouldn't have been a big hit anyway.
I think it was. Was it Toy Story 4?
Probably.
That was a big hit.
Yeah. Well, just throw another Toy Story out there if you need to make $1 billion.
And then I think it was Onward.
Yeah, probably that sounds right. So yeah.
But I forgot what I was going to say. But yes.
Yeah. And it was, I would say Coco was probably their last big, big hit that sort of put something new into the Disney.
Yeah. Take Toy Story 4 out of
vernacular.
It.
Vernacular. Yeah. So you have.
What about Forky?
Yeah.
That's something new.
Yeah. But it's not as big as Coco.
Well, no, but I mean, you said something.
They
new.
Were relying
like
on
something
the franchise,
Pixar
was known for being new and innovative, and
So
and I don't mind them making sequels. Don't get me wrong.
I would say more recently, the Red Panda. What was it?
Turning Red. That was good.
That was something new and different.
I thought that was Disney.
No, that was Pixar.
So it was. So
did
it's,
you see it?
No, I never did see good. It. I didn't see that or Luca.
Oh, Luca was good, but it was.
It was very pandemic, and I didn't feel like it.
Yeah.
I
was over it.
Good Dinosaur, Finding Dory, Cars 3, Coco, Incredibles 2, Toy Story 4, Onward, Soul, Luca, which is very forgettable, Turning Red, and Lightyear.
I wonder if I'm ever going to watch The Good Dinosaur. It seems unlikely.
You should watch it.
Yeah, it's too late now.
Yeah.
No, actually, maybe when we do, like when we run out of classics, maybe we'll switch over to Pixar classics.
You should also watch Strange World if you haven't seen it already.
Yeah, Strange World was good.
Yeah, I may get to that. It was faster than I will The Good Dinosaur. But good.
It was nice and different, and it had like good world building, I thought.
Yeah.
I don't even know what Luca's about.
It's about an Italian fishing village and a Vespa.
Did you know that family travel has the incredible power to shape our children's worldview and create lasting memories? In a world where representation is often lacking, it's essential for our children to see themselves reflected in every aspect of life, including the stories we tell about travel. Introducing the Travel of Legacy podcast, where we're rewriting the script by celebrating the diverse voices of Black and Brown family travelers. Each episode of Travel of Legacy is a testament to the enriching power and the joy of exploration in Black and Brown communities. So journey with us and subscribe now.
Is that little, are the little Italian cars from Cars in there? I love them.
Oh, yeah. Luigi. I mean, not the ones, but like there are cars.
And that ride was so delightful at California Adventure.
Yeah. All right. Who's up? Me?
Yeah.
All right. Resorts. Let's see. So there is a Disneyland hotel that Michael and I have stayed in. It's very nice. It's very like classy Disney stuff in the rooms. I feel like the lobbies may have had more theme things.
We were in the Jungle Room Tower at the time.
Oh, yeah. The Jungle Cruise.
I don't know if they've changed. Or Jungle Cruise, yeah. And so it had theming for the attraction in the lobby and in the hallways and stuff.
Yeah. So if you did a Disney World hotel, let's say you have, we'll have six buildings, okay. Right?
My.
What do you theme each building after? We'll go around. Disney World.
Okay.
I meant the whole thing. So.
Thanks.
Well, I think it should be like outside the park so that it overlooks Splash Mountain or where Splash Mountain used to be.
Okay.
Splash Mountain's still there. You're tearing it out too quickly, Michael. I would do one like, or just actually just retheme the contemporary to be like Steakhouse 71, like showcasing like the building of Walt Disney World in the 70s type thing. Retro.
So like.
And it has like the same playground and water slides from the 70s. So you just burn yourself on everything.
It's building 1971.
Yeah. I like that. That's what I'm going with.
That's good.
And the theming changes every once in a while, like it should, like in the restaurant, whatever it is. Like,
is it 70s inspired?
Yeah.
Like shag carpet.
Yeah.
And,
but, you know, fake shag.
Yeah.
Obviously. Fake everything. Yeah.
They have like the vacuum cleaners theme, so they look like 70s vacuum cleaners.
I mean, just neon and pastels.
Yep.
That's not a good one. The harsh stuff. Not like the 90s neon. Yeah. You know, like this is what we had. Michael, you remember the 70s.
Oh, yeah. A lot of brown and orange.
There you go.
I'm going to do a
Burger King.
Tupperware patties. Or parties.
Patties.
I'm going to do a Tomorrowland one with the retro future.
Yeah, I was thinking of that too.
Oh, yeah.
For that show that we saw the preview for.
What show?
That one where they're going to the moon with like, and it's like retro future.
Seems like a scam.
Yeah.
Like that's what I would. I like that kind of sort of 60s. Retro future.
Yeah.
Type of thing. Okay. What's another one?
I mean, I still think you could do like a Haunted Mansion.
Something.
Oh,
or a Tower of Terror.
Like
type.
A mixture.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Something more like spooky themed.
But not scary.
No, not scary. More
spooky.
Whimsical spooky.
But maybe you can pick a haunted room.
I don't want that. I just want to go to sleep.
Yeah, but.
Again, that old joke we told about the Galactic Star Cruiser. I need some more towels. You mean Tatooine? Not just give me the towels.
You need water extractors?
Yeah. I feel like anything that gets that themed would get annoying after like a day, you know? Whereas my brown and orange like color hotel for the 70s is
I guess it depends perfectly how fine. Much you're into green. The theming.
All right, so we have 1971
Space.
Haunted Mansion, retro future.
Mm-hmm.
Not space.
I thought you wanted to do a space one.
Mm.
I thought that's what you said. I quit listening.
No, he was doing Splash Mountain.
No, not doing that one.
No.
So
we already have the Animal Kingdom Lodge.
Yeah.
I really think there should be an Epcot hotel.
Yeah, I would agree.
Actually, I think there should
be
two.
Is it all going to be together in one hotel? Like all six buildings?
Yeah.
Oh. Then none of these go together.
And where is it?
Yeah, it's fine.
Did you say where it was?
At Disney World.
Okay. Well, just have it be tall enough so you can see Spaceship Earth from there. Epcot Hotel.
Yeah, they should make a hotel that's like the same height as the Guardians building, but on the other side, so it's symmetrical.
Sure.
Would it also be reflective? Oh, no, it's not reflective. It's
what
just
do you
camouflage.
Mean, Guardians building? What building?
Yeah.
It blends
it's
in.
Just a big blue blob. Green to blue blob.
But what's inside is so fun.
Oh, 100%. I mean, yeah.
Yeah. So what else is in that? What's in the Epcot? I think the doors are all Spaceship Earths, right?
Schrodinger's Hotel.
Oh, yeah. Well, no doorknobs. They're all like whoosh open doors. Like Star Trek.
Okay.
Yeah, and Disney characters with space helmets. Like,
yes.
I've got hers up in.
Aluminum foil suits everywhere.
The Communicore video phones are the.
Yes.
How you call the front desk.
100%.
May I have some more towels? Sir, put on your robe.
You guys miss Epcot so much. Here it is.
Here's what it was.
You enjoying yourself? The world of motion is the carport.
Oh, yeah, you could have in all seriousness, you could have like a Horizons themed hotel because it had like different biomes. So you could have like different sections of the hotel, like
Horizons
space,
is the restaurant.
Water.
You want to tell me a big time hotel restaurant? There's guaranteed to be a restaurant named Horizons at like every Marriott in the world.
And they have robots.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, nice. Those Japanese robots that come bring you your food.
Yeah, yeah. Wherever.
Yeah. Everything should be very 80s automated. Like the robot from Rocky IV that Polly had. Just saying that was a thing.
Is that an 80s robot?
Yeah.
I'll throw in a Pandora.
Oh, yeah. I would say that.
Hotel?
There. Yeah.
No.
It would be hot.
Pass.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
You sleep in trees?
I don't want to sleep in a tree.
Or.
Neither do you.
In World of Water, they... of like bouncy floors.
Water beds.
Yes.
Nope.
You can pick which one. The lava rooms. The floor is actually lava.
You know what? I don't want to. I'm staying at the Epcot Hotel where Figment comes and brings me my extra towel. No, the Dreamfinder with Figment on his arm comes and brings me my extra towel.
Flying down the hallway.
Well, on his little blimp thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but then you risk him not giving you towels because he thinks he wants you just to use your imagination.
Why do you need towels? If
just
you can
give
use
me
it?
The towels, Dreamfinder.
This is why you got canceled 25 years ago.
Don't think I won't write a bad Yelp review about this.
I do not want to stay in the Captain EO room again either.
All right, Will, your topic is Marvel.
Marvel. So I saw yesterday that Universal still going at it. They're reopening. Apparently, they had this. I didn't know. A Marvel meet and greet restaurant type thing at their little, I guess it's a quick serve in their Marvel Land at Islands of Adventure.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I know.
And I saw that. I didn't read the whole article, so I could be wrong on all this. But I know they used to have one. And it was Captain America dressed up in the classic comic book Captain America costume, which looks so ridiculous, like in person. Like it's like a Superman Christopher Reeve walking around in 2023. Yeah. Like that's not Chris Evans.
Yeah.
Nobody there wants to see any of those Marvel characters.
Yeah, those characters are definitely Party City costume.
Here's Thor. Is it though?
Is it?
Why does he have those giant studs on his like chest? And Iron Man is just literally made of iron. I don't, you know, but yeah, I think that is, it's a shame. I know we've talked about it in the past. It's really nice that they have to go outside the box to think about doing Marvel stuff at Walt Disney World, like Guardians of the Galaxy, because it would be, honestly, it would be kind of boring if it was just an Iron Man ride or something, but
yeah,
this way they got to think about it. But it is just a shame, you know, not for the restaurant meet and greet. I'm not jealous of that, but they're just doing it to do it. And it's,
yeah,
nobody's going to Universal to see the Marvel stuff. Like,
yeah, not anymore. You're going for Harry Potter.
Yeah, you're going for Harry Potter, maybe the Jurassic stuff now, the Velocicoaster, and then, you know, you got the Hagrid stuff. And
the Lost Continent.
Well,
that Spider-Man ride, though, is really good.
It is really good. But, like, are the people that are getting into Marvel now even, like, why does Spider-Man look weird? Why does Dr. Octopus look weird? You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I just think it's a shame.
Yeah, so, it was built before there was even a Spider-Man movie.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It opened in 99.
Wow. When was the first Spider-Man movie?
2002. The Tobey Maguire one.
Yeah. Well, the first Spider-Man movie.
People like Spider-Man.
Thank you. Really?
Yeah.
People love the Spider-Man.
It's pretty popular. Spider-Man, Batman, they like them.
I like that in the Ant-Man trailer. Thanks, Spider-Man. That's great.
All right. Michael, you get Star Wars.
Oh, interesting.
I have an idea.
Oh, interesting.
I don't think I can work Splash Mountain into this one.
Oh, I didn't even try on the last one.
So I saw that they're canceling some reservations at the Star Cruiser.
Galactic Star Cruiser.
Oh, are they?
I don't know if that's
into dry dock.
I don't know if it's a real thing or if it was just a rumor.
Yeah.
People were speculating.
I don't know. I just wondered if you guys had heard anything about that.
I read half the article, so I'm clearly the expert on this. It's one of those things, like, whenever, like, people, these Disney news sites, they look at that calendar to see, you know, whenever there are open dates, and they notice the random dates being closed and they open back up. And there's a lot of, it seems, misinformation and reading between the lines. They speculate that they are canceling some because of low attendance. But I don't know. I don't know any more than that. I do find it odd.
But they've been speculating that it's low. Like, nobody goes to that.
Yeah. You know what I'll understand about that? There has been a negative, because it's so expensive.
Mm-hmm.
There has been like a groundswell of just, haha, hope it fails.
Oh, yeah.
In the fandom. And I don't get that.
It's like that with everything now, though. Like, if you don't like something, you want it to fail.
Well, yeah, Avatar was that way. Oh, they're not going
to
make a
billion
dollars.
But this one seemed about money more than anything else. You know, like,
same thing?
It was very expensive. Like, the Grand Floridian. I don't like it. It's garbage. And those Bora Bora bungalows. Whatever. Garbage. I don't want to stay there. Why would anybody spend that much to stay there? Well, because
it's nice.
Looks pretty nice. Yeah, I just don't get it. People did want a Star Wars hotel, but like we've talked about, that would probably get really annoying after a while, or not themed enough where you think it's cool.
Yeah.
Too, you know, like, that's the danger when we talk about these themed hotels. Like, there's a balance between staying to be a regular, like, functioning hotel with staff and staffing issues right now and being a themed experience.
But I think, too, it's the kind of thing, I mean, it's only two nights, and so the people that go there, they're specifically going
for the show.
For the show. So I think, like, I mean, how annoying could it get two nights if you're going there for that thing?
But you know what you're getting into on that.
Yeah.
One. That is literally going to a cosplay adventure.
You don't
want to
be surprised by that.
Yeah. Like, oh, absolutely not. I'm not saying that. But, like, originally, what, no pool? I'm like, there's no time for you to go to a pool for that. Go to the hotels next door for that. Like, it's that annoys me.
There's no pools in space.
That's true. It just float away.
Well, when you think about it, Earth is a giant pool in space.
Mm. It is. It is mostly water.
Yeah. An oasis.
Mm-hmm.
A big blue dot.
And finally, we'll end on the wild card. Which, how is wild card different from potpourri?
It's not.
It's not.
Again, there's potato on there.
Yeah.
And lose a turn. This is garbage. I lost a turn.
Oh, do you want to do wild card or potpourri?
Only if it landed on potpourri.
You're doing potpourri.
We'd have to talk about actual potpourri.
Or potato. I have a potato topic.
Please. I actually am intrigued.
Potato
topic.
And it's Disney related.
Oh. Go on.
I may have done
this
before.
Is it potato barrels?
No, it's not.
I just adore that name.
It's a good name. Bad bad execution, but good name.
The ones at the All-Star were fantastic. I was also starving.
So, you know the newer Disney shorts, like with Mickey Mouse and
I'm familiar.
The new animation?
Goofy's weird looking.
Yeah. There's one of them that's called Potato Land.
Uh-huh.
And it's about a theme park about potatoes. And then it was really funny. So, when I saw the potato topic, I just thought of that. So, there you go. Watch that short if you want to see a theme park about potatoes.
I think I may have seen that one. Probably on that couch over there.
Most of those
Disney shorts that I've ever watched, I think we watched like six in a row or something here. Again, my only issue with those is how Goofy looks weird. He looks creepy.
Yeah.
He's got yellow eyes.
He's very Ren and Stimpy.
Yeah. I was never a Ren and Stimpy guy.
Like, I wasn't either.
It was after my time, it feels like. I don't mind the Mickey.
Yeah.
He looks weird in 3D version on the ride, but I think a lot of those cartoons work too.
I think it would be really hard to do a 3D version of a cartoon Mickey Mouse.
Yeah.
Because I think I was looking at like the character sheet at one point, and it is, you always have to show both of his ears.
Yeah.
And something about his nose. Like,
and you always forget he has a tail. Well, that's just me.
Yeah.
So, every time. So surprising.
So, like, if you're doing it as animation, there are stipulations for how he has to look, which you get a little more license when you do, like, a 3D version, like a Mickey Mouse Playhouse or like a mascot type of thing.
It would be creepy is if they did a photorealistic version of Mickey Mouse, like the Lion King.
Oh, like when when Homer walked into the real world that time. Again, weird looking.
Yeah. What they threatened us with for...
Sonic,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Anybody ever watch that? Did y'all watch that?
Oh, yeah. We watched both of them. They're good. They're fun.
I forgot there was a second
one. Yeah.
I missed the entire franchise.
Yeah. They're fun. You should watch them.
Jim Carrey's the villain.
I remember that.
Watch White Lotus, though.
I'm going to
before you're going to watch
Sonic. I'm going to get to it.
White Lotus is better than Sonic.
What about Sonic 2?
It's definitely not the Sonic 2.
What about Paddington 2?
I haven't seen Paddington 2.
The world seems to think is the greatest movie ever made.
All right. We're switching to a Paddington podcast.
Okay.
So if you have thoughts on Paddington, specifically Paddington 2, shoot them over to us. Slide into our DMs on Instagram and Reddit and Twitter. We're at /TFP podcast on Instagram and Reddit, Twitter at TFP_podcast.
Just one at, actually. It's not an at.
ATAT. Pew, pew, pew. Subscribe, rate, and review us on your favorite podcatcher. We have some pretty awesome t-shirts at shop.tfppodcast.com. And we have ad-free, exclusive, Patreon-only content if you sign up to support the show at patreon.com/tfppodcast. That's all I got. Anything else?
So you know how you told me not to sing any Britney Spears songs?
Mm-hmm.
When did he ever say that?
Just go with me here.
Okay. Jason would never say that, just it's for true. The record.
Well, I fell off the wagon because, oops, I did it again.
Mm-hmm. One time I spent a day that Michael went to the parks just laying on the bed in the resort listening to the greatest hits of Britney Spears, and it was amazing.
Do you know what a round earther's favorite artist is?
A round earther?
What?
Britney Spears.
Thanks for listening. We'll see you real soon.
It still sounded like you said Britney Spears.
No, it was Britney Spears.
There was a P in the
heart. Britney Spears.
You were just giggling too hard.
Because it's ridiculous. If you're at Disney this weekend, the Magic Kingdom's up until 11 on Sunday, so you have until 11 p.m. to go on one last ride.
Is the podcast going to be out by then?
The patrons will have it by then.
Okay.
I usually release it at like 6 p.m.
on They'll Sunday. Have it for 2 hours.
Well, if they hours. Listen to it in park.
All right, I'll cut that out.
No, leave it in.
That's fine. Britney Spears.
Bye, 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 Splash Mountain.
That's in sync.
Yeah, well,
close enough. Does that come through on the recording?
It does, but I'll have to turn
real.
We should mic it.
Nah.
Did you hear that? No, we're not doing that.
All right, I'll move it closer to my mic then.
Oh, yeah, that'll work.
Now it sounds like the whale song from Star Trek 4.
Did you see that Tig Notaro bit where she was on, I guess, Conan or whatever, and it was just her dragging a stool across the stage for like 5 minutes?
No. I wish I had, though.
Yeah, it was good.
I'll watch it right now.
Now you got to watch it with the sound on. I wonder if they'll have that. We should talk about this.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, sorry. To hear more thoughts about Splash Mountain,
just keep listening, I suppose.
Home sweet home is the lesson today. I'm glad to be here and I'm sure gonna stay. I'm through with moving on now. It's where I'm born and bred in. The brown patch is where I'm heading. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-ay. I'm back in.